Teske's Pest Control. Put your birds on the run. Call 205-470-8161.
Welcome to another episode of Teske's Pest Control Podcast here in Birmingham, Alabama, with Michael and Travis. We do this podcast as a community service for Birmingham, Hoover, Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, Helena, Alabaster, Pelham, and all other surrounding areas.
So today I want to talk about something that we've had a lot of here in Birmingham, Alabama, and that's rain. A lot of rain can cause bugs to just go for higher ground. We see a lot of influx of roaches during rain. We see a lot of ants during rain. Pretty much any kind of bug that is just crawling around on the ground trying to get to higher ground so it doesn't basically drown. I know that kind of sounds like a rhyme. So if you're starting to see a big, you know, influx of bugs inside your home and, you know, you don't know why, you want to look at, you know, not just the rain, but if you have rot around the house, if your siding is kind of rotten and just soaking wet all the time, your eaves, your, you know, you've got leaking gutters, anything that could kind of give that insect a way to access your home because of, you know, faulty fascia, faulty soffit where they can get in between the cracks and crevices of that, or even just the heat and the high moisture content in the wood is always going to bring, you know, some kind of an ant, a roach, something that's going to hang around there and be able to thrive in that environment. We see a lot of that in like a roof into an attic where you've had a leak and it's moldy and it's nasty and those cockroaches are feeding on that organic matter. Or you have, same situation in a crawl space where you've just got a ton of moisture just pooling in the crawl space. We've seen where, you know, you've got fly larvae that can start to develop in that water and thrive really well. And then all of a sudden you've got a bunch of flies flying up from your crawl space to your living space and you don't know why. So always something to think about. Really, rule of thumb, try to keep your house as dry as possible. Obviously, you don't want it just completely dry, but we don't want a high moisture content. I would say in a percentage wise, 12 to 15, 20%, really wasn't going to want to go too much higher on that as far as inside the home. And then of course, you know, if you are having a high moisture content in your house, or you just feel like you're having a high moisture content in your house, you can always put a dehumidifier and get as much moisture out as possible. So just something to think about. Like I said, with the rain, we've been seeing a lot of bugs, and it just made me think to do a podcast on you know, water issues, rot, you know, flooding the ground. I mean, you see a lot of things come up when it rains. Earthworms and ants and roaches are no different because those bugs, they can't live in just standing water. They have to have some kind of dry ground as well as water.
Thank you for listening to the Teske's Pest Control Podcast here in Birmingham, Alabama, with Michael and Travis. If you have any questions about what we've discussed today, please give us a call at 205-470-8161. And as for me, Michael Winicky, I'll be happy to speak with you anytime.
Google Teske's Pest Control. Put your birds on.